Welcome to the Starfleet Podcast, for anything and everything spaceworthy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Starfleet Podcast, Episode 3 of God Modes and Give IDs. I am your host, Fire209. Unfortunately, today we are missing Mr. Ferb for reasons, but today I am here with Maltinava 5.
Hello.
Warsong.
What's up?
Rex, or rather, not Rex.
Hello.
And today's special guest. Some say that the dislike button has got a restraining order on him, but we're not going to go there. All that we know is he is called Lainson.
Yes, I am.
So, with that out of the way, today's episode is going to be on how to use admin commands for cheating, or as I'm going to call it, creative mode, as well as a few other special surprises we've got lined up. So we're going to start with our news. I believe that since episode 2, we did have a new StarMade release out. 0.163. I do not know if we went over that. Actually, I don't think we did, so I will go after it. The biggest thing new to it is a new moddable tutorial system instead of the old obsolete one in older builds. Of course, I did say moddable so that you can change it to your liking, and I do believe that the people in Shine would appreciate it if someone could come up with some better tutorials for it, because I have seen them and they were kind of written in a hurry, you can tell. There are a dozen optimizations, the biggest one being that there should not be any more lag from entering a large ship for the first time, and planet generation has been improved to look a whole lot better. And there looks to be about 1,000 bug fixes for it. So, I guess it's a whole lot more stable. So, anything else anyone wants to mention before we get started with today's topic?
There is a possibility that I'm being paid to advertise from time to time, so if I suddenly come in with something about, oh, I don't know, the virtues of Twinkies, you can be assured that there's a paycheck coming my way.
Virtues of Twinkies.
Because opal fruits were already taken.
So I guess a certain competitor to Little Debbie has you in their payroll.
Yes. Maybe.
Maybe.
NDA.
So you're under two NDAs now. Anyway.
I'm under several.
Oh yeah, I can think of at least one more.
There's NDAs I can't even mention, dude.
I guess I shouldn't ask, or the killer drones are gonna have to come after me. Anyway. So yes, as I said, today's topic is about admin commands, so I guess I should go over those first for anyone who I guess is new to the game. Of course, just like another voxel-based game that I'm not going to mention, there are all sorts of admin commands that in single player you can use, and of course if you're an admin on a multiplayer server you can. The biggest one being give_ID, which allows you to give yourself items to build with. Another one would be God Mode, which is just like it sounds, makes you invincible. And there are about 30 of those. If you want to look at those, then you should go Google it. because I'm not going to spend 2 hours going after all of them. Of course, some of these do have non-cheating purposes, like Give ID, of course, makes it a whole lot easier to build your big Titan ships. Of course, I know that there are some people that do still build those legit, and I wonder if they're insane.
Of course they are.
Depends on how much money you can make.
Aren't we all insane?
To the slightest.
Yeah, I think most of us in here are insane. But hopefully we're lovable, so we can get away with that.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, Warsong, maybe not so much. And of course, like I think someone mentioned, there's Give underscore credits, which gives you credits to buy stuff with. Big surprise.
And you can also give other people credits as well.
Yeah, and that's going to lead into something else that we're going to cover later. And of course, this leads us into our next thing for how to cheats or slash use creative mode. A little program called Cheat Engine. Of course, this doesn't work anymore, which I will explain in a minute. But anyway, Cheat Engine is a little program that can change hex numbers inside a running Windows program. And previously, you were able to use it with StarMade to get the, for example, advanced build mode blocks much bigger than 10 by 10 by 10. Or you could set your current speed to something much higher, or pretty much anything that involves a number. However, now, I do believe that Schema has patched the way that this could happen. So you may have to find your own way to do this. But be warned that if you do so, the Shine Killer Drones may come after you. And I may be one of those killer drones. Probably not, but
who knows? They could be activated at any time.
Yeah.
And they have their own cheat engine.
Mm-hmm.
USS Modcraft is coming for you.
And big surprise, this is not filling up as much time as I expected it to, but the next...
Sorry, people in chat are saying that they can't see anything and it's silent.
Are you serious?
Apparently... Yep.
So we're gonna have to restart.
Yeah.
Alright. At least it'll be more fluid. Maybe.
Oh, so
okay.
the sound is working. Okay. So,
right, so this brought everything to a screeching halt. Thank you, chat. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Hashtag praise chat.
Our next subject, I do believe, is going to get a whole lot more argument going on. The subject of admin abuse and several subcategories of it. Of course, admin abuse, as it is most basically defined, is misusing your admin privileges on a multiplayer server, or for that matter, any place where you can have administrator rights for your or others' benefit. Of course, the most common version of this, since humans are greedy by nature, is using their powers for their own benefit. namely in StarMade, giving themselves infinite blocks and infinite credits so that they can pretty much become the dictator of the server, if they weren't already by being admin. And of course, this is bad, but does anyone else here have their own comments on this?
I do. I've got several, but I'll let Molten go first.
Well, I was just going to say, I ran a server for a little bit with my friend, and yes, admins can become over the top, but if you're playing on a faction server and you have decent admins, I just had the word in my mind. A paycheck is always some kind of good idea, however it can be over the top. It depends if you trust the person.
Yeah, and of course you can't trust anyone on the internet, and every kid on the internet is an FBI agent, so everyone keep that in mind. Anyway, go on.
Too spooky for me.
Well, that's why recently I've just been playing single player.
Probably a good decision. Now, I believe that War has his own very strong and very loud ranty-like opinions on it, so let's him get going so that we can get this from 11 minutes to 30 minutes.
I appreciate your vote of confidence, sir. Now, from my own experiences, I've hosted a lot of different types of servers. I've worked with a lot of different games on various things, various genres of game, and I've noticed that admin abuse is pretty much a universal thing. It's going to happen. You give somebody admin power, they're going to abuse them at some point in time. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. In some cases, you wind them up, you set them out, and you let them go cause some freaking havoc. Sometimes they end up bringing some interesting stuff to the game, to the server at least. But that backfires pretty damn fast. So it's just best to not give out random admin. If you see yourself, putting together a server sometime soon, and you think, oh, well, I'll invite some friends and I'll just give them admin, don't. Don't give anybody admin. Matter of fact, don't give yourself admin if you can avoid it at all. Because, you know, it's a lot more fun to play the game legit. The game is still in alpha. I'm going to remind people of that every single freaking time I get a chance. But because it's in such an alpha state, trying to sit there and cheat your way through it when everything's going to be changed, nothing's going to be the same, you're just screwing yourself over trying to, you know, be cute and cheaty. For my own issues, you guys know me, I'm on NAS. I don't try to abuse my admin powers. There is one happy problem that I have, and that is griefers. They'll show up specifically to target me. So I will protect the sector that I'm working in, but aside from that, no, I don't use my admin powers to give myself stuff, and I come down on any of my admins that I catch doing stuff like that, because I have had that happen a couple times, and I have complete access to the logs, and I actually bother to look through them and do the admin job. The easiest way to allow admin abuse to happen is for whoever's in charge of the server to just let things slide. Don't just let things slide. When something's going wrong, when somebody complains, make sure to take some sort of action about it. And that's pretty much my rant on that.
I do have to quickly say that probably giving yourself admin is not so bad of an idea, but just stay away from commands entirely. That's it.
It what? Just depends on if you can't handle power that well, if you constantly use those powers and stuff because it's easier, it's faster, it becomes more of a crutch, then possibly it's not good that you become admin on any server because you're just going to abuse it, not because of you want to get one up on people and other factions on there. It's just you're more prone to do it just because it's easier, and the faction commands do make everything a whole lot easier to get money, get credits, also to help out other people. One of the most common things I see is someone complaining, a admin going in there and trying to help out, but ending up having that person use that admin again and again just to get some stuff out of them just because they can.
Yeah. See, and we don't really visit the darker side of, you know, being the admin, because there are times when, as an admin, you are going to get abused. That's going to happen. People are going to try to get some free stuff out of you, or they're going to try to admin the server by proxy. When you see that happening, you have to put a kibosh on it right away. If somebody sits there and is continually reporting other people, and you know they're sitting there getting their jollies off watching you come down on people because, you know, oh, hey, I sent the admin after you. No, you don't let that happen. You start smacking them around just as much as you're smacking around the person who's being stupid.
I think the best thing is to be impartial and to carry out the laws of the any server that you're on equally to everyone and have no favorites. Because once you start getting favorites, people do not want to play on a server that they don't feel that they have an equal shot in.
True enough. And see, that's just the thing. If you find yourself online and you've got your buddies, you know, with you, and they're not admin, but you've got, you know, full admin privileges, and they start, you know, kind of saying, hey, you know, what's up with this, what's up with that, you know, and making you abuse your admin powers because it makes their lives easier, you know, you need to stop that as well, because it's just not necessary. The game is too early. There's really not much of a point in it. Go out and experience, test, do things.
Be hands off. Only yep. If emergencies, then get involved. But other than that, if someone lost their ship, well, guess what, dude? You lost your ship.
Here's and a ship also, core and a Twinkie.
I'm going to go back a little bit to where someone said that you should stay away from commands as much as possible. I'm going to say that's not true, depending on the kind of server. Of course, some kinds of servers, namely, off the top of my head, build servers, or I guess roleplay servers, there are several uses for those, like giving people stuff to build with, since it's not supposed to be some big economical system. It's just people building their stuff, then getting off. And in the case of a roleplay server, setting people up for big fancy cinematic type battles.
I agree with you completely.
Yes, but that is a different purpose. Build server, I admin giving someone materials that everyone else has gotten, or to keep them up. Let's say a established server has been there for a while, a new larger faction wants to come onto the server. It is up to the admins if they want to get that new faction a heads up on that server, so they have a good experience and a fair shot compared to everyone else. It just depends on how you use it with anything else.
Yeah, see, that's I was saying stay away from commands in general, just for like a basic server, I suppose.
Yeah,
or you can also make mistakes too. Oh god, you can teleport the figure base where it does not need to be into a planet. my bad.
That sounds a good idea to me. Just kidding. Anyway, yeah, of course there are some places where you should not be using admin commands unless you absolutely have to. Like, of course, like you said, a normal server or a hardcore one. Really, on a hardcore one, you shouldn't be using those at all unless you have to ban someone for being an idiot.
I think factions, too, there's a certain amount of commands that you should use, I suppose. Like Warsong was saying, the protect server, for instance, it could be safe zones or, you know, things like that. By protect server, I mean sector, sorry.
No, it's understood. No, for my own sake, the commands that I see being abused, and I mean aggressively, like in a really bad way that it actually affects the server negatively, are the faction commands, where an admin will sit there and will side with one group or another, force themselves to join one faction, and then sit there and sabotage that faction then unjoin that faction and go back to where they were. This kind of unnecessary sabotage bullshit, it's just not really going to help out anybody.
No, it's not.
Yeah, handing off, you know, materials and credits, sitting there and restocking shops near friendly bases. You know, these things are really not necessary. They're not really making the game any better either.
Well, if an admin is to join a faction, I believe that they should play by the faction rules. They shouldn't do any of that stuff. That's why I was saying stick away, stay away from the commands, even if you're an admin. Mm-hmm. If you want to just build a ship and you're there to admin the server, go to your own sector. Don't join a clan. Don't get involved in wars, any sort of things to do with that.
Well, it has to go with abuse. Being in a certain faction and restocking all 10 like shops around your faction base, that way you have like max credits or max blocks around there without actually having to spawn the blocks in, that's admin abuse. And also Warsong saying that admins going into another faction and causing havoc and leaving no trace other than the ones in the logs, that's admin abuse.
Yep.
No one wants to deal with that, because how can you fight that? How can you fight an admin hell-bent on destroying you and your faction?
Exactly. Also, they basically have unlimited power, I suppose. So it is basically a very one-sided faction.
Pretty much the only defense against that would be go find another server that doesn't have corrupt admins.
No, that is server owner.
Yeah.
And provide proof. Hey, look at the logs. If he doesn't do anything about it, leave the server.
The only other thing to do is screenshots. Screenshots are always good proof.
Exactly.
And of course, the owner could be the one doing this in the first place.
Oh yeah, then definitely leave. Yeah. Leave in a heartbeat.
So is there any more Warsong?
No, there's plenty of abuses that could be put through. Matter of fact, we might actually be giving some, you know, young admins more ideas of what they can do to cause havoc on their own servers than actually, you know, really trying to keep them from doing it to begin with. But go with your conscience. If you sit there and you think to yourself, geez, I should go back to the log and delete that, then you probably shouldn't have done it to begin with. If you're trying to hide it, then there's guilt there, and there's probably a good reason why you feel like you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. Just don't do it. If it's going to harm yourself, it's going to harm others, either emotionally or psychologically or whatever the frick, because of the freaking internet and everybody's so walled up with their emotions and crap, just don't do it. If someone's going to get butt hurt for the sake of your own server, just don't freaking do it. Think to yourself and have fun.
It has to come down to responsibility. If you're responsible as an admin for that server, and every server's main asset and resource is the people that populate it and play on it. If you do stuff that will make people not get on your server, then guess what? You're not going to have a good server that people want to play on, because no one will want to join.
All this pretty much distills down to one of the two variations of the Golden Rule. Of course, there's the variation you were taught in elementary school, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Or my preferred variant, don't be a jackass.
Or mine, don't get caught. I'm kidding.
Well, at the end of the day, the point of an admin is to help and keep your players on your server. It's not to abuse. I suppose you will get abused, like everyone's been saying. Not to abuse your powers. It is just responsibility and having respect for the server. I mean, you're paying for that server, so you want people to join and to use it. Otherwise, it would just be boring and derelict.
Yeah, if you want that, just go to single player and you can abuse any and do whatever you want there. But admin is supposed to administrate. They are the official people on that server, and they should behave as such.
A good thing for admins to have as well is some kind of voice chat, for sure, because if you can't chat, well, maybe not so much voice, but have a private chatting instead of just over server, because if you don't know or have any kind of clue what your other admins are like, they could be very, very irresponsible.
Yeah.
helps if all the admins are in the same Mumble or TeamSpeak channel. That way it's a clear line of communication. If something happens, you can ask questions and they can immediately respond. And it's better to hear someone's voice opposed to keeping everything on the server side. Because if you do that, from my experience, people are more disconnected if they're not actively talking to someone of a person of like authority and stuff. If a head admin's on the TeamSpeak and tells you to do something, if you don't do it, they can immediately react a lot faster than I wonder if they saw my message. I'm going to retype it again on a PM or something, you know?
And do not admin the first like 5 people that join your server. Make sure they have some form of interview or something.
Yeah.
Unless it's me.
I have seen that happen quite a few times and servers have just gone to absolute chaos.
Oh, I know. But if you do see Lanson, you admin me, okay?
Yeah.
Remember, and you know what I meant.
I know. I've seen it happen.
The Rimmer 96 has put down a pretty good point in chat. He's saying the point of an admin is not to keep players. The point of an admin is to keep good players. It's better to build a loyal and long-lasting community rather than trying to attract and keep any player that passes by. You want community members, not players. And I have to agree.
Exactly. Each server is his own community.
Now, for my own sake, if you do see me ever log into one of your servers, and that goes to anybody out there, don't ask me if I want admin. Please don't ask me if I want admin. I don't want admin. The reason why I'm on your server is to avoid being on mine.
That goes for pretty much anybody, I suppose. Unless they submit some form of application. Do not ask them.
Well, with that, if you want to give someone admin just because of who they are without really talking to them, know them, or asking them the question, hey, do you want to be admin? There could be other ulterior motives. Maybe you want to gain special favors with that person.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's just for other nefarious reasons.
I think that just about covers all of that, I suppose.
Unless you want to go down that rabbit hole, and I'm not sure if we want to, because we could get on that for hours.
Exactly, so...
So I guess we'll go on to our part 2 of our admin abuse saga, which is the difference between helping friends on a server when you're admin and helping random people. Of course, my opinion is that if you're going to do one of those, you should do the latter. You should treat... Actually, if you're going to treat one person like that, you should treat everyone like that and give them stuff. Instead of, especially, just not your friends. So what's your opinions of this?
Personally, I feel that you shouldn't give anyone stuff at all. You can give them help, but I like, for instance, you can help them help build. But I suggest
help them in non-admin ways.
Hull block. Yeah, like don't give them like 1,000 hull blocks if they need it, or credits even.
It's like if you have one, you had to help everyone. And when someone joins when you're not there, they are at a disadvantage until they get your help. It's a lot easier to do nothing and have people be independent than as soon as someone joins, you have to stop whatever you're doing, whatever you're building, or whatever admin stuff you're doing, and you gotta go help that person because you're doing it to everyone. That's just more work than what it's intended to.
Of course, if you end up doing that, then you're a cool person, but really, some people are probably not going to want it anyway, so... Unless you really want the extra stress, just let people do their own thing, unless they ask really nicely and have good reasoning behind it.
Yeah, for my own experiences here, I can say, if you show up on NAS, and you say, hey, I need some help or something like that. If I have nothing better to do, I'll fly out there manually. I will, you know, give you some hints and tips and whatever else. And if you need a few blocks and I happen to have them on me at the moment, sure, here, help yourself. You know, that's just being a helpful player. As an admin, you sometimes forget that you are one of the players. And you need to kind of remember that. So when it comes down to, you know, some new person coming in and, you know, needing some help and nobody else offering them any help at all, if you have any hope of retaining that person, of that person turning out to be a good player, then yeah, go help them out with just a sec. If you've got nothing else that you're doing, yeah, please do that. Now, I've had buddies log in to NAS specifically as well, and I've given them some assistance. I've sat there and been like, okay, hey, I've got, you know, K on me. How about I just spawn you a small little ship, and then you can go do whatever the heck you want. You know, we don't have to hang out. You don't have to come to my planet, which is, you know, F all out there. You know, you can just, you know, start putzing around at stuff. And if you break any rules, I will come down on you twice as hard because I'm the one who gave you that freaking ship.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fair to me.
Yeah. Like, if someone needs help, I'm pretty sure you've seen admins on a bunch of other games. Hey, I need some help, advice, stuff like that. They'll come to help you out. They give, like on StarMate, they'll give you like a starter ship. They're not going to give you anything ridiculously big, just something for you to start out in. Maybe some pointers. Hey, watch out for the custom pirates on this server because they will kill you. Here's a ship so you don't die as fast.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Well, some people need help, some people don't.
There is a difference between giving help and then over-abusing your power.
Exactly. You have to find that line that defines that. And it's different for everyone. You have some people that need you to hold their hand every single day that has to bug you.
Well, see, that's the best part of starting out a server, though, is planning. If you can plan the rules, then you can plan, you know, you can give 100 whole blocks away a day as an admin to a person, a singular person, if they join. The sort of lines that don't abuse the powers, but as well, they help the player so that they aren't just put into carnage and then go, okay, enjoy. And every admin leaves, sort of thing.
Yeah. You know what they say, give someone 5 gray holes and you give them some faction box.
The way I see it, I don't care what you're doing as long as you're giving me shit.
You can't say that.
I'm going to give you 1 billion chip cores. Have fun.
I'm going to give you 1 billion dirt.
That's 1 billion dirt.
I've had that happen. Hey, I need some pocket change. And they gave me 1 billion ship cores. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? And then he's like, have fun.
Well, if you have the patience, you can make a good bit of money off that. But, yeah.
Not really. It's like they sell for like 2, maybe 2 credits.
That's 2 you did not have.
True. Very true.
In my experience, they sell for about 2,000 range.
I think that was... I think ship cores now are a lot down in price, especially after you sell them to one shop. You have to go searching for another shop.
Exactly.
Wait for them to restock, and it's frustrating.
Ship runs.
So, yeah, I think we've pretty much exhausted this topic. Anyone have any last words on it before we move on to one of our special features?
If you come on my server and you're a dick, I am going to find you.
Be good, little admins.
Okay, I have to ask. Do you mean that in the figurative sense?
I will annihilate them. Absolutely annihilate them.
If they are with a unicorn, in the figurative sense, or if they are in a dick ship. Is there any difference in their treatment there?
No, not really. If you're in a big brick and you're killing people just for the lulls, you're being a dick. So yeah, that qualifies right away.
No, he's in a big dick ship.
Yes, not brick, dick.
A penis-shaped ship.
Yes.
Penetrant will be a large
penis-shaped ship.
Yes.
If you're in a penis-shaped ship, then yes. Yes, I'm going to find you and I'm going to delete it.
But you
I
didn't
happen to remember something similar.
Oh yeah, I was actually about to mention that. You didn't immediately delete it, and I think you actually took a screenshot of it. But I'm not going to go into great detail there, because people should follow my example.
No, let's go into detail with this.
What if they built that like legitly, and you just destroyed all? You took their penis away. What if someone worked hard for that?
Freaking hilarious! Yes.
And you just had the admin, and you're hating on it, and you're like,
yep.
It sounds like you're a feminist, and you're just hating on him. And would he then be able to call admin abuse on that? Destroying his ship because you don't like it.
That's a good question, actually.
Shaped like a large phallus? Put it this way, it is pretty offensive.
What about a small one?
Even if it's a tiny little phallus, if you have a phallical thing, if it looks like a ball and sausage or some sort of, you know, freaking jello-y thing with an odd protrusion at the tip of it, you know, these are all things that are phallical. Not all phallical things look like penises, by the way. So if you have something that looks like a taco that's had a tough time at the office, then yes, that's getting deleted.
Aww.
I'm sure there's several rules towards it.
I can't bring any of my taco ships on NAS. That's great.
Yeah.
No taco ships.
Yeah.
On a side note, my friend made a cock rocket. It was made entirely of disintegers.
Well, that's why server rules, no offensive language, material, ships. It's good to have some specific rules just in case if that does happen, you go, okay, your ship is offensive. I will delete it and refund you some money. Don't build that stuff again. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, yeah, bearing in mind StarMade doesn't have a set age limit as well. It's not really a 18-plus game.
Yeah, it is not.
Anyway, this is a weird subject. We should probably move
on.
So I take it the whole entire just whip it out is off the table for NAS.
Yes, it is.
What if you like keep on docking it and docking it and then your enhancers don't fit because your ship's too big.
Too many videos. Way too many videos.
Let's move on.
This has got very out of hand.
Let's just move on to our special feature.
Welcome to Very Wrong StarMade.
This is late night StarMade. It's like Jimmy Fallon.
What have I done?
Welcome to next subject. This is going on my YouTube channel.
I'm trying. Okay, so.
Where's the cool music to set the mood?
Welcome to Rex's podcast.
This is not Rex's podcast.
This is Rex.
All right. We do need to move on, though.
Yes. So, while we were planning this, Malnava told me that he has not heard of the mythical beast known as the Breadknot. I don't know if he came too early or too late to experience this miracle of a creation, but I believe that we need to have story time with Warsong to explain this to Molten Lava 5 and any of the kiddies at home that have never heard of this.
I'm not a kitty. Warsong, I do have one question. When about did this come around?
Okay, the Breadknot, in reality, the story is Fubble Palace, one of the admins on the NAS server, created a ship. Now, he built the ship, and when he built the ship, he had named it before, you know, actually constructing it, as he spawned it as a ship core. And he was going to type in Dreadnought, but accidentally put a B, but then continued to build the entire ship, and continued to show us images of the ship during construction. Now, in one of these screenshots, the name comes out very, very clearly. And I mentioned it to him, and he's like, oh yeah, well, that was a small mistake. So we took that and we ran with it. That entire chat log is filled with bread jokes. All kinds of just strange, liberal chicanery about anything bread stuff related. It was pretty funny. And he actually asked us to stop at some point. He just couldn't take it anymore. Now, if we want to go into the lore behind the bread knot, it's this thing that came from someplace. We don't know what it is. We don't know who built it. We don't know why we should give a shit, but it's there. And we have to go find it. And it's gonna be awesome. And so here we have some file footage actually of the bread. Now allow me to post that up into the chat rooms one moment. While I'm looking for this, here's one for those of us in the regular Star Made chat. And then there's also another one here for the folks in the Twitcheroo chat. All right, there you go. The bread knot in all of her glory. And
I'm going to go ahead and say here that if you're listening to this as a recording, I will put this link into the description on the forums when I post this as the recording.
And it will go in the description on the YouTube video as well.
Will it say if it's whole grain or not?
It is not whole grain. It is purely white.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now.
But no,
it is now time for you.
I do have one other thing here. I do have one thing here left. All right. Except for the joke image that I just gave you, here's an actual image of the actual bread knot that was taken. All right. Now, it's a little on the grainy side, but that was entirely intentional.
Uh-huh.
And you will see. Aha! She is beautiful, is she not?
She actually is a beautiful ship.
Yummy.
I mean, put some butter on it.
BLT? Anyone?
Bread knot made of tomato.
Tasty.
Excellent. So,
story time.
Well, you've got some other things here, all right? There's people who want to link the bread knot to this whole Y-hole thing. And there might be some continuity there. For the sake of lore, the bread knot might be this lost ship that was a prototype for some sort of Y-hole powered drive. It might link somehow to how it is the pirates got their hands on Y-holes and why the pirate bases are completely covered in this purple goo all the time. You know, there might be relations. There might be correlations. Maybe somebody sabotaged the original bread knot, sent it off into deep space, hoping that pirates would find it, or even giving them the ability to track it. They got it, pulled out the prototype drive, tried to use it on their station, and then these infections are what we find. There's nobody left. There's nobody alive on the freaking station. Only the automated turrets and these weird purple growths.
I honestly hope that there's going to be a picture thread about just the bread knot. Like, just everyone drawing pictures of the bread knot, its entire beauty and everything.
Maybe they were on like an Atkins diet or something, I don't know.
Even if it's a ship part, but with a giant slice of bread in the middle, it will be amazing. So far, I believe that's the bread knot over.
Yeah, that's pretty much the lore of the bread knot. The bread knot is, the bread knot will be, and it will bring its warm goodness to you at some point in the future, and it might come with some AMC fire.
What about crust? I don't like crust.
You may cut off the crust.
Yes, please.
You'll have to use an ion cannon to do that with, though.
I have it. Hopefully it's not patched and the damage reduced.
So I believe we are done with the lore and reality of the bread knot. This brings us to our next section, which is the Q&A. I'm going to go ahead and ask anyone in chat to send any questions you may have, since it will probably take a few minutes before you hear this call for questions. Anyway, I will move on to our first and only question as of now. What will be the power usage on warp drives?
Numbers.
Okay, so that's War's answer, numbers. I will slip my answer into two different sections. Number one, look it up for yourself. I believe someone has put this up, probably Calvary. And two, even if I did know any specifics, it would probably be NDA, so I don't want to have my head cut off. Either head. Okay, moving on. Anyone else have comments on this?
That's it. Seen the video on Mushroom Fleet? It looks pretty cool. I want it.
I agree, it's just to be determined. Or amount of power that can go in your ship.
Of your power.
Every single drop of it.
I want a warp drive carrier with no thrust. We'll warp everywhere.
You will warp like 4 or 5 centimeters.
Oh. I don't know how it works.
I know, I was joking.
I just want more shield space. That's all I want. Or shields.
No, I was joking, saying that's how far you'll warp at a time, so it seems like you're moving, but you're just slowly warping.
I'm going so fast! 3 meters.
Exactly.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, that's a wild ride.
But you
drain all
up in
my
next
energy.
Sector.
Oh, man. Oh, I lost the turret. Crap.
Oh.
That's how it goes.
No, it's a delightful little dilemma. What are we going to do with the power restraints that are going to be placed on the jumping systems and the warp gates and whatnot? I think what it's going to basically break down to is that there's probably going to be some sort of curve. Now, I am under NDA. There are talks about people saying the NDA is whatever. There is one in place. There are people who do have details on how the jump system is going to work when finally implemented, and they're not going to be able to talk about it. But if I had to guess, I would say that there's going to be a curve, and there's probably going to be some sort of penalty for small ships, and possibly an even nastier but workable penalty for large ships. The capital ship flag probably won't come into play here. I wouldn't mind seeing it come into play, but it probably won't. When you initiate a jump, there's going to be probably some sort of wait time, so that if you're currently under attack, you can't just disappear. You know, we don't want that to be abused and turned into some sort of, hey, this is how it's going to work out. Anytime I come under attack, I'm just going to jump away. No, none of that. At the same time, if there's an area that's currently under attack, being able to jump into it might also be limited. So you have to be careful with that. You might be forced to jump into a sector that's like, you know, a sector away from wherever it is you intended to go because it's, you know, it's currently a hot zone. Be careful with that. When it comes to the gates and stuff like that, the gates aren't going to have such limitations. You can jump through a gate at any freaking time. You know, if you're being chased and your only escape is that gate, go for it. All right. But if you're just being a jerk and jumping from one side of the gate to the next and stuff like that, there's going to be cooldowns, there's going to be warm-up periods, you're not going to be able to just jump back and forth through and have people try to take pot shots at you, and you're sitting there going, na-na-na-na-na. Not going to work out that way.
So, what's a max for the warp drive? What's going to be like considered a large ship that will have penalties for it? Because some people's ships classifications for like capital and large ships, it just all varies.
Yeah, there is going to be some variances, and that's something that's going to require balancing. I can give you that right away. I don't even have to look that up.
Okay.
It's going to require balancing. We're going to try one way, then we're going to go another way and see what happens. Right. Go ahead.
I feel like there should be some way to enter coordinates if you're using a warp drive, just to kind of slow you down, I suppose, whilst using it.
Yeah,
there probably will be.
Yeah, there probably will
more,
be.
More work and stuff. But I would say 800, maybe some penalties will start accruing, or maybe even 700, so you kind of limit that, because the limitations and stuff, and what will be penalized on ships will determine pretty much what people will build because of those limitations and rules set in place.
Now, I can also hand this to you. As with almost every option you ever find available in StarMade, any new feature that's been implemented, it's going to be configurable from the server side. So if you do not like the way the stock StarMade handles it, you can change it. Server can change it. If your server is ultra hardcore and you want to make it so that anything bigger than a ship core requires like a day to charge up and, you know, teleport away, then you can do that easily.
Say the word is adjusted. You can adjust it, which I think is good considering
configurable.
Way too large of a word. I like short ones. I don't have that much of a vocabulary.
Vocabulary?
Oh, that's already a pretty big word for you.
See? That's why I don't use them.
That's why I don't talk that much.
Exactly. Like Rex. Rex hasn't been saying anything all through this, but he's the wisest one here.
Indeed I am.
See?
Maybe a wise ass.
Rex wise? Rex. Nah. All he really knows about is how to kick ass in Heroes and Generals.
Or his name.
And Emily, don't you leave that out.
Yeah, and you know your name. Sort of.
Hello?
Of course, he still can't decide if it's Erdnot Rex or Tampin Jello.
You're saying it wrong again.
It was intentional.
Oh, yes, it was. So delightfully intentional.
I don't get these puns.
Don't worry.
So,
okay.
They're not that good. They're just funny to us because we're idiots.
Yeah.
Hey, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
Yeah, with these warp gates, I can see a potential. How would it know? I'm just thinking of like future bugs. How would it know what area is clear in front of it, or will it do exactly what it does when you buy a ship? It will spawn it into an area that it can.
Right, collision detection will be put in before that.
All right. Collision detection's already here. Just it's kind of buggy, and is it on by default in the dev builds? I'm not actually sure.
Well, let's just put it this way. If you try to use admin commands, as we were talking about earlier, to teleport, you know, using change sector does not have a check. There's no collision check before you come into a particular sector. So you could accidentally jump into or teleport into a planet or something else easily. So you have to be careful with that.
Inside someone's secret base.
Yes, exactly.
Or if you're in your base, you can teleport that base somewhere.
Yeah, if you're in the build block, yeah, that's not something you want to do either.
But, yeah.
That has been exploited before. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, now there's going to be a way where it's going to check to see, hey, is there anything in that local space before I allow this big behemoth to just, you know, spawn itself into the sector? If there's something there, then it's like, okay, I'm going to move over here. Is that going to work? Is there anything else there? There's no other entities that are going to intersect with this? Cool. Drop it right there. So you might be dropped somewhere a little odd, but you'll get through.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of if someone were to, I'm just going to put stuff in the way so when people warp in, they're going to hit this and die.
No, that's not going to happen.
There's going to be one person that'll try it. It's guaranteed.
Now, see, and I wouldn't mind seeing somebody very industrious putting together like a minefield around a warp gate or something like that. However, the problem is that if you put it too close to the warp gate, people are going to be dropped off outside of your minefield.
Yep.
So you're not actually going to get the benefit of it. You want to put your minefield pretty far back away from the gate. That way a fairly large ship can come in and then would have to be victimized by your floating disintegrators of death.
Or turns of death, if you don't like disintegrators. Whichever. Interesting idea. I like it.
I dig this music, man.
Yeah. Just kind of dancing over here.
I'm caramel dancing.
So yeah, slightly off topic, apparently RC just had a net split. I was thinking that my internet might went down, but nothing else seemed to go down, so I guess it was an IRC net split. So yeah, I really think we're pretty much done here.
Aw, it all ended far too soon.
Exactly, I want more music.
Well, I can change the music.
Next time.
Trust me, I'm an engineer.
I'm
getting out of here.
Okay, I've got to play that. You asked for it, I'm going to play the engineer song.
No.
Come on, DJ Fire.
DJ Fire. No, hosting. Bonk
Drop
days.
That engineer.
If you know it, sing it along. If you don't know it, well,
Mumble.
Then just take a cue. No, if you don't know it, take a cue from the song itself and then fake it.
Exactly. Until you make it.
If only Fire put words on screen so everyone can sing along. Come on, Wolf Song, I expect your lovely voice. Dog goes woof,
cat goes meow. We've been trolled.
I need an adult.
Abort.
Okay, just kidding. Give me a second. I'll play the real engineer song.
What does the fox say?
No.
Trust me, I'm a fox. I don't know
so
if you guys
help
can
me,
hear
I will
that.
Drop my tea on you.
I don't know if you guys can hear this, but I'm currently sharpening a knife.
I did that earlier.
Okay, so now everyone be quiet, as quiet as you can. Laughing is allowed, I guess. So you
can
listen.
Sing along.
Okay, if you want to sing along, then sing along. Okay, here we go. The Trust Me, I'm an Engineer song.
Sing as bad as you can.
And I'm an engineer. Just let me take my breakfast for a plate of vodka and beer. And tell us
all. Show you all of my constructions everywhere. I can't explain the world for you. All I need is chair. I build a many
buildings. And he sings so low. So low we can't hear you.
Trust me, I'm an engineer.
Trust me, I'm an engineer. I'm out of here. I build a lot of bridges. Some of them even dance. My buildings are very secure. Intruders have no chance. You want to drive a broken car? I can help you in this. No wheel, no tire, no problem. Those parts I never miss. I drive my tractor like a boss. See what jump I just did. You say this is impossible, just like I give a shit. Trust me, I'm an engineer. Right here.
Trust me, I'm an engineer.
I feel like this is a drunk song.
I'm an engineer.
Love it.
Trust me, I'm an engineer. I'm out of here.
Millions of viewers.
We have viewers? Holy shit!
I don't know. You know the hurting by doing all I do and to learn. Let me make my doctor hurt on the daily future. I feel a little
bit. Everybody, do it, try to
cause I am an engineer. Who are you? Hey! I didn't study. I simply got this from a friend and serving it from buddy. Since then I travel everywhere and sometimes build a road. You say it bad, but I'm a pro. I piss in expert mode. My bicycle is wearing shoes.
Piss in expert mode.
Bazooka is in use. Opening my car, melting ore. I have an airbag in tractor. I once tried to catch the sun and dirty brick to wash. Now I say, my work here is done, was hardy. Oh my gosh, so trust me, I'm an engineer. Now come on, all together, trust me,
I'm an engineer.
Trust me, I'm an engineer.
Kill me.
You're so fucking dumb,
I'm an engineer, I can do that.
Trust me, I'm an engineer.
But aren't all Star Mail players engineers?
Pretty much. Trust me.
So this is like a national anthem.
I'm an engineer.
Different.
And on that note, I think that we are done here too at just over 1 hour. Or if you want to be specific, 1 hour, 1 minute, and 37 seconds and counting.
Yay!
So yeah.
So we're just going to go ahead and conclude stuff here, huh?
Yep, yeah, I think we're pretty much done here. So yeah, this has been Starfeed Episode 3 of God Modes and Give IDs. Also, a crash course in the Breadnought and the folklore surrounding it.
Please make a thread on it.
Yeah, someone needs to make a thread on it.
I would love to see artwork of the Breadnought.
I want to see ships.
Like
functional ships.
I'm talking crazy artwork, like some super awesome stuff.
No, I want to fly. I want to fly one of these things.
What about Play-Doh? If it's made out of Play-Doh?
Okay, we don't need to have too much of this being running and all that. So yeah, everyone say their goodbyes.
No problem. Say, I'm going to say goodbye, but I'm going to say it in a way that's going to be long and rambly. That way, we're going to just totally piss off Fire. So goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen. Later. Adios.
Goodbye. I'm an engineer. I piss in expert mode. Yeah. Done.
But you don't speak in expert mode.
No, I don't. I'm trying to do the Russian thing, but then it didn't work out, and I'm not Russian.
Well, goodbye, everyone.
So, yeah.
Pretty bad.
I'm Frog39, and thanks for listening. And please don't be a jackass out there, really. Please don't be a jackass. See you next time.